The 2017 teaching series in the USA. Reincarnation. What happens during death and beyond? 2. Speaker Kenpo Tsultrim Lodro. For more lectures, please visit our official website www.luminouswisdom.org.
Good afternoon to everyone.
In our
afternoon's teaching, we are going to continue with our teaching on the Bardos. So in the morning teaching, we looked at death. We looked at death in the life of an ordinary person, and I addressed the idea that there is nothing after death.
And
so in this afternoon's teaching, we are going to move on to the Bardos.
And
we are going to be looking at the explanation of the Bardos in the teachings on the Bardos in Guru Rinpoche's Tara teachings. And in these teachings are an extremely complete set of practices for the Bardo states. And within these teachings are extremely complete instructions on how we should go about practicing in this life, how we should go about practicing in the dying process, and even how we should go about practicing after our deaths. Of course, if I were going to give a proper teaching or instruction on this, it would take a couple of months. This time we've only got 2 days, so I'm going to give a brief and condensed teaching. And of these different periods for practice or periods of Bardo practice, the most important is our practice in this Bardo state. Because if we're not able to practice well in this life, then even though we might understand that after we die this happens and when we die that happens, we won't actually be able to implement the practices. So it's just the same as sports people, athletes who take part in the Olympics. If they want to gain a gold medal, then it's necessary that they do a lot of training. It's only through doing a great deal of training that when they enter the competition, it's possible for them to win a gold medal.
Tene korang rang zhondar tsaane ma shi ni thakar pin randar kana la jigna tene korang chig chig rakma res.
But if the athlete in question were to do no training whatsoever and just directly take part in the competition, they would never be able to win a gold medal.
Tene te dang zha wo re nga chu zhondar te mangpo che go res.
So it's just the same as this. It's necessary that we do a lot of practice.
Ngatso sem ge nang la tin di yang bo ta tin di go sa re tin di yin sa re sam ji tin ni ro lu ng ra bo ti chang ma yang bo xin na yang zhong de ma xin na zha ni yong ge men de ge.
Because even if we understand in theory, oh, this is how it is, if we don't train or practice, then it's not possible to realize this.
Te kyo cho par che ha ko ji re ze me na ngatso shigir ge mus ji ge tin ni chak ta na cho chak ta re wa tin ji zu ba re ze shir ta na cho chak ta ko par ye shog lan ro na ndin ji kor ge re yon shog lan ro na ndin ji kor ge re tin ni khorang ga yon shog lan ro na ndin ji kor gung ken ndin shog lan ro na tin ji kor gung ken tin ji zu ba re ze chak ta
everyone probably knows about this. There is a person who made a bike. Generally, when we are riding a bike and we want to turn left, we turn the handlebar left, and when we want to turn right, we turn the handlebar right. That could be doksho, could be.
Ah, that is zubar.
But a person designed a bike that worked in the opposite way. So when you wanted to turn right, you had to twist the handlebar left, and vice versa.
Then the same thing that they pay lela pore on the shola drogonan dindi resa.
Of course, in one's mind, this is very easy to understand. If you want to go in this direction, turn that way. If you want to go in that direction, turn this way. So even though this is something that we might understand in theory, that if we want to go left, then turn right, in actual fact, it's very difficult to exercise in practice. And that is purely because we haven't physically practiced riding the bike in this way. It's not because we don't have a theoretical understanding of it.
Oh, that is on Rapore, not so Yamlin, so in a same canal as Tambu Shigore, in a Shibazamji Pambayo Maritini, as Jonda Tago
and
Dose.
And it's exactly the same in terms of our practice. First of all, we need to gain an understanding of what we're doing, but an understanding just by itself is of no benefit. We need to practice again and again.
Tindini, not so Pardo, Tini, Yamlin, so in a.
So it's the same with practice on the Bardo states. First of all, we need to gain an understanding of what this practice entails. So even though we haven't yet encountered them, we need to begin now with our preparation. So the first thing that we need to understand is what death is, what it entails, what happens when we die. Dying is very similar to entering into deep sleep.
니간 잡보레제나 되는 가서 미 망보즈 그때 야보즈 고알렌 탑그 당보 고알렌 탑그 마레즈
In saying that deep sleep and death are similar, many people to begin with don't have a good understanding of what this means.
옛나 가서 되니 물라시와요 비김슨다 되니 무 언니드 구비김슨 되니 찍레요레즈 동고 돌아 찍레요레즈
But the reason or the principle of dying and the principle of sleeping is in fact the same. So before a person falls into deep sleep, their perceptions slowly cease to operate.
되니 언니 디나네 되네 야 대전니 사무라고 용네 되니 물음 땅 그래스
And then after having been in a state of deep sleep for a while then the dream state begins
되니 물음 그나네 되니 아초 야 영 주셔 사드네 되니 초아가 나라 세우는 그래스
And then it's from the dream state that we return to our ordinary waking state And in this process, there are three stages.
And
it's the same when we die too. The first stage is one where our perceptions and senses cease to function and we fall into a state of unconsciousness.
And
most people, for most people, this process takes a period of 20 to 30 minutes.
셔당 딘디 이나 무서 빼나요 마카시 카시 디나라 이랑보 치수 징다고 양나 니마 징다고 딘디 능큰 용 요레스
어 in 치즈 딘 get how we just then 이 혼미 정타 나라 데킨 로바
계산이 좀 쉬빈네 그러나
and but 20 to 30 minutes however in some cases it can take 1 hour or even 1 day so it's not a fixed length of time
딘이 카시 띠 빠르라 딘이 karma khashi ndo ma to me ba deni deni yore ji ti ti jarni de khummi gna la karma ni sim ma to deni men ken deni yore ji
there are also people for whom the state of unconsciousness lasts only a few seconds
shirtang la so karma ni shu sim shu deni ji yore ji shirtang go ndo shi na
normally it lasts about 20 to 30 minutes
deni ti ola deni korang gyar gyar ne tini gyar gna ne sar sang yong gores tini hon mi gna ne sar tini sang yong gores sang jena sat yong gores sat ti tini koram pardu na wa ram ram mambo na gores
and after this period of time the person wakes from this state of unconsciousness into a bardo where many different appearances manifest
tini pardu na la tini 파르치와 망망 체슈티니 니마 지르근다 오든디 데그레스
and this period of bardo generally lasts for 49 days
이나 데 덴덴 요마레 카시 로카시 덴덴 요레 카시 니마 카시 마토 마덴케 덴디 양두즈
but again this is not something that is set in stone for some people it's a couple of years and for others deni kashi deni lo lo kashi re deni kashi ina
kashi ni ma a ni ma kashi mandeng de yor
and for some people just a couple of days
deni pardun jigla pardun jig zuk charwi jini deni korang ya kewa le yong gres
and then at the conclusion of this bardo the being is then reborn once again.
Deni tela yang deni rimba sim ra undus rimba koram sim yores.
So this process also entails three stages.
Deni tini khabr korang ni khabr to kang rezina chwaz ki ta halipa tang zapore. Deni nga zo nit ra wo na deni ga tang zapo yo mare. Di khabr ma to yo mare. Tang zap ma zap.
So the difference between dying and dreaming is only in terms of their depth. Dying is an extremely deep process, whereas dreaming less so. So the difference is only one of depth.
아니 베다 나츠고 무스 나츠 무시르당 오시르당 그 무스라 상로타나 베나 나츠 드니 언니피 네컴나 드니 언니 땅 자모 나라 드니 로비캅스 드니 나츠고 시바 먹다 나와다 나 초라 정말 메바 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 차 드니 나츠 이르크 드니 초라야 메바 차니 드니 림비 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 마르 메바 차 고레스
So an ordinary person on entering into a state of deep sleep, finds that their senses, their sense faculties, and then their mental consciousness gradually cease to function.
And
as to how they cease to function, is this something that we all have an understanding of? Does everybody understand? Actually, we have no understanding of this. So before we fall into a state of sleep, we know what's happening, and then upon waking from sleep, we know what's happening. But what takes place in between these two things, we've got no understanding of it all.
Then nga so onyet tini htang zamu kune tini tinang ne yangshir sa yongi kapsa yeng nga so tini bangbu chorwa sangma meba chak tini chorwa so yang rinpe 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 shir yonggore te kandhi shir yonggoyo te kand nga so yang hako maresi.
And when we enter into sleep, our senses, our perceptions gradually cease to function. When we progress or return to the waking state, our senses gradually reestablish themselves. But this process is not something either that we have an understanding of. But there is a practice that relates to this state, and by doing this practice, it's possible to gain an understanding of what takes place in this time.
Then in our soul, shiba, then in shiba, so mara meba chakne, then in jodi, then in our soul, yon nangla, then in nangwa, jamanda mambu yongun dosi tikaps nangwa.
And as our senses and perceptions gradually cease to function, then all kinds of appearances start to manifest. However, without training, it's not possible for us to know about this. But for some young children of about age 4 or 5, some young children experience these appearances. The minds of young children have many powers. So one of these powers or capacities is the ability, as we spoke about this morning, to remember past lives. But this is not something that people who are older are able to remember. There are some young children who, for no reason at all, cry a lot.
And
we tend to think that it's because they are hungry or thirsty that they're crying. And of course, there are cases such as this where children are crying for these reasons. But not in all cases. There are some cases when the children are seeing things. And young children are very close to the Bardo state or the Bardo prior to having been reborn.
근데 Bardo 때 나와 망보서 코랑 말 깨살이 지라 다른 용건 두세.
And so many of the appearances that manifested in the Bardo state are still able to be seen by the young children.
배나가 좀 먹하시 때니 나띠디 나네 때니 짝송나 때니 지라야 다른 때때 나간다고 배나 야가 후이전 제거리 배나 된다 버렸어.
So it's just like people who suffer from a sickness and then later recover, but afterwards still experience some after symptoms of the sickness.
양나 배나 사용 잡나 사용 침보도 잡차리 지니 되니 사용 총총 만보만보 잡근도와 된다 버렸어.
Or just like an earthquake, after an earthquake has taken place, many smaller tremors tend to follow.
되니 보고 총총 가시 되더니 거랑 거더니 나와라. 되니 사작 남다 사다 장마 되니 엄마로 마로 되니 님 독간다고 된지 된다와 된지 갑갑서 거랑 난간다고 보고 총총.
Some young children from time to time see visions or appearances that appear red in color.
되니 이 마로 대양 마로 대양 되니 심 감모다 심 쪼야다 된지 마연바 심 직작 용큰 된지 나와 된지 마로를 넣어도서.
So these red-colored visions are not because they're happy and in a happy state of mind. They are visions that are underpinned with a very strong sense of fear.
드니 갑갑스 드니 코소 양 드니 낙보 사다 남다 참마 낙보 드니 드니 착네 참마 낙보래네 드니 낙보금 독가요 낙보 대양 심 쩍 직쩍 용야 딘지가 낙보 삼아 사남 삼아 낙보를 돈이 직딘도 삼아 낙보 라고 딘지 용건도 가시라.
And some young children see have appearances or see visions where the earth and the sky all appear to be black. The world around them appears to be black, and this again is a very fearful or fearsome kind of appearance.
드니 갑갑스 상마 가르보르 로드스 가르보드니 남 사상마 가르보르니요 가르보드야 가르오 약보라고 심 가야 드니 마임바 심 드니 짝 용사 직짝 용사 드니 제그레스
and on other occasions they see the earth and sky and everything around them as a white color and again this is not a pleasing or pleasurable vision but one that is extremely terrifying
드니 갑갑스 드니 똥 드니 땅랑보 나말 흥로운 두지다가 똥 그런 나와 드니 용
And occasionally they have a sense of plunging into a deep hole.
드니 드니 보고 총총 드니 나와 용디 드니 그런 말 냐위네 겁나 드니 드니 언니 머포 바당 드니 연아 냐사위 지스 드니 깜망보 잡든지 쉐그레스
And young children who are experiencing visions or appearances of this kind, when don't sleep well, reluctant to go to sleep, and often after they have laid down, then cry a lot. And these are all appearances from the Bardo state. As we pass into a state of deep sleep, these kinds of appearances do arise for us too. But because ordinary people, when passing into sleep, do so very rapidly, we don't perceive them.
가서 랑코르 드니 민줄람 거 돌아 가서 랑코르 욕포 땅인 존나 티 사샤 에요라 망보요나 데 가서 약보 신금은 르 통금은 두 된다고 그랬어 가우술루 민줄람
야세 it's like a car that's moving along a highway at an extremely high speed although there's a lot of things to look at on either side of the road because of the speed at which we're traveling we don't see them
드니 티 가서 the mulum ga namjor jang at pardu trik na la tini mulum pardu ji ya yore tin yamlin china tini teso sama khara yabos ha go yore
And it's through the practice of dream yoga that it is possible to experience or perceive these appearances very clearly. As to our minds, and indeed the secrets of our human lives, there is much to know, but most of it we don't have any idea of.
아니다아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아아
mental consciousness gradually cease to function.
근데 이 지랑아 저 근신 남시제야 되네다. 근신 남시 시바 참모 참모 대자거리 대 마음초 참마 메바치거리스.
Until we reach a point where the only thing that remains is our most subtle layer of mind, the all-ground consciousness. Aside from this, everything, all the other layers have ceased to function.
드니 시밥 참오 드니 과랑 메바차타고 말했대 요레스.
But this most subtle layer doesn't cease to function. It can't, doesn't cease. It remains.
드니 시바 참오디 나라 당아서 개와다 머개와다 드니 나서 개와 나마라 드니 소중제야다 다 내가 가릴리라 대서 참아 드니 사운라오 디나라 요르스 드니 나서 빼나 짐틀 거라 짐틀 거 짜디르다버 임판 어떤다 보레스.
And in this most subtle layer of consciousness are all the seeds of virtuous and unvirtuous things we've done in our previous lives, things that we've learned, etc. These are saved in our all-ground consciousness, just like the hard disk in a computer. So if we were going to draw a picture of death, we'd be able to draw a very nice picture, but there's no picture today, so imagining it using the iPad as a backdrop. When we die, when we die, we pass gradually to a bottom point, but we don't touch the edge of the lower edge of the iPad. We reach a point where the most basic layer of mind still exists, and from this point then we move upward gradually back into a state as we return to rebirth. So the pattern is almost like a V shape without the most basic layer of mind ever ceasing to exist. I just got to remind you, it's not connected to the iPad. Campbell wanted to draw a picture, but he didn't get the time. It would be possible to draw a picture, in which case the line along the bottom would be a blue line.
And
And then to the side above that lower blue line, there would be seven lines on top of each other of different colors. And then on the other side, there would also be seven lines moving up like a series of steps in different colors. And if with the first line that we were going to draw on either side, if we were to draw the first line yellow on one side, then we would have to make it yellow on the other side too. And beneath that line, we would leave an empty space. And what this would represent is that as before we die, our eye senses, our eye consciousness is functioning. When we die, it ceases to function. But then as we pass through the bardo again, then our eye consciousness is reestablished. So the yellow line on the left side would be our functioning eye consciousness before we die, and the yellow line on the other side would be our eye consciousness once it is reestablished when we have returned from the bardo state. And the space in between these two yellow lines represents our period of death when our eye consciousness ceases to function. We speak about there being eight levels of consciousness, our five sense faculties, our mental consciousness, our deluded mental consciousness, and our all-ground consciousness. So in total, eight levels. But that blue line along the bottom that always remains there never is broken. It never ceases to function. And it's there from the beginning, it's through the middle, and it's there at the end. And that is our all-ground consciousness. But all of the other lines to the side cease to function. They are broken. And what this represents is the fact that when we die, all of our sense faculties and our mental consciousness all cease to function. But that line that goes across the base of our picture is never interrupted. It's never broken. It constantly remains. It's there before we die, during our death process, and afterwards. So even though it seems to us on the surface that when someone dies that they have completely ceased to be, in actual fact, their most subtle level of mind has continues to exist.
Then 카시즈 메바 착네더니 더니 야룡 야룡이 값더니 바르도 값이 안 나시 정말 싫대 본 거래. 이나 티 값더니 차바디 시바 차슈디 남이나디 거랑 시위 값은 요래. 시위 값은 같이 시바 성만 메바 쳐요 말해.
So this is what takes place in death of our eight levels of consciousness, the seven levels, the first seven levels cease to function, they cease to operate, and then they re-establish themselves as we pass from the bardo of death. But the most basic layer, the most fundamental layer, our all-ground consciousness, is never broken, it never ceases to exist, it's always there. So this is how we should understand or recognize death. It's certainly not a case of everything ceasing to exist. So now I would like to go on to talking about the bardos.
시르당 아순 디나라티니 거르 모체 했더니 파르도 디나라 파르도 즉 요레스 즉
So according to the teachings of Guru Rinpoche, there are said to be six bardo states.
더니 디나니 다링 아초더니 샤야티 디나니 파르도 언니 샤케인스
And of these six states, today or this afternoon, we're going to be talking about two.
데니 파르도스 티란 치카 파르도스 그레스 린종
one of these bardo states is the bardo of dying or death
데니 파르도 니파 테라 테니 타 테니 추니 파르도스 그레스 파신
and the second bardo is the bardo of dhammata
데니 디 테당 테니 타롱아스 파르도 숨샤고 데니 디 오라 테니 쯔파 파르도 제그레스 쯔파 파르도
Oh, and we are going to be also talking about the bardo after that, which is the bardo of becoming.
And
these three bardo states have a connection with death. So I'd like to introduce these three states.
더니 치와 딘 치키 파르도스기도 남세가 요르즈나 페르나다 머스지라더니 고랑라 낫 즉 템니 다 신느진 치위 낫지기도 나초 먹어요나더니 낫 치타마들이더 다 낫딜라더니 고랑 신로하거더니 낫딜라 나초 신느지그리 신느 낫딜라더니 야르 쩍쩍 쩍못 만주지나 쩍못니 낫딜라더니 신로위 낫딜라더니 낫 무슨 그 나 타마들이 디나띵군 즈피캅스 디닝아초 바르도 체키 바르도 징고 디닝즈그레스
So the beginning of the bardo of dying and death is considered to start at the beginning of the final sickness leading to a person's death. So a sickness or state of illness from which it is not possible to recover, from this point onwards, the bardo of dying and death is considered to be in operation. It's possible that this state of terminal illness might be one of a couple of months.
다 시르당 아초드니 상나가 나란 딘디 제근도 우지 나촌 치위 갑서 딘디 나초 소소랑 시와 데라 잡드기고 제고레즈니 딘디 송요레즈 잡드
In the Vajrayana teachings we generally say that it's necessary to prepare for one's death
딘디 데라 딘디 담보 다 나촌 남시거리 간디 하고 고고레즈나 딘디 치와 데라 딘디 딱 망보셔요레즈 딘디 촌딱
So as to when we are going to die, there are many different signs that presage the imminence of death. And these signs manifest in our body.
딱 가시던 가서 물음 거 날아온 것도 있어.
Some signs manifest in our dreams.
배정 나가서 물음 거 날아, 띠니 곰바 맞겠니, 띠니 찌롱라, 띠니 호숙라, 니마 호숙라, 노야. 딱 벌어 띠니 물음 날아온 때나, 띠 시위 날뛰래. 날뛰지 나고, 남신 곰다 가마, 위저, 위, 어디래.
So if we recurrently dream that we are naked and heading in a southerly direction, then this is a sign that presages death.
Lakban the Dichene as on Ninika Tana Lakban Tamtas, the Dinning as on Lakbatan Tamtas, the Ninging, then a recurring Tamtas, the recurring in the Tamtan Tanta.
The wrist appears very thin. Uh huh. Oh, okay. So, oh,
Toronto Samago, then Lakba, then Dinichis.
So, if you, everyone puts their hand on their head like this and looks at their wrist,
then Ninika Partazi.
And you look straight ahead with your two eyes. Then how do you see your wrist?
Tada.
It's very thin. Tachari.
Oh, yeah. Tamchari is.
Very, very thin.
Gardi tim tamchari chen yonazi. Chen yona. Then it is shivi tagres.
If what you see is that your wrist is broken into two or in two pieces, then this is a sign of impending death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there are many different signs of this kind.
내려가서 냠린 쟁캔서 남진 고딱요 고랑랑 그 리포고 돌아 딘디 용거요매 고서 딱 그랬어.
And practitioners are in the habit of inspecting their bodies for these signs.
내가서 바르도 디 나라 디 딱 망부요래 딘디 바르도 내가서 바르도 찍디 딘디 인지 그 돌아 요새래 저서 따다 딘나 망부요래.
And in the teachings on the six bardos, there are many different signs that indicate the coming of death. And you can read about them in English. So these are all signs of impending death under ordinary circumstances. So these are not signs of an accidental or sudden death. One can't see this. So these signs are not a case of superstition. They really are as they are. For example, signs that emerge in the dream state have a close connection with our inner wind. Before a person dies, their internal winds give rise to all kinds of transformations. They begin to operate in a unnormal way. So it's just like a couple of days before an earthquake. There are many changes that take place in the clouds, the wind, water, etc. Humans don't understand these signs, but some kinds of animals do, such as mice and rats. So in these cases, animals understand, but we don't.
대당 직발에서 배나 사용 갭이 값더니 되니 여러 반다고 와서 뭐 마시위 나로도 되니 리보고 돌아든지 여러 아용 건데
So just as prior to an earthquake, there are transformations in the natural environment, so too, before we die, our bodies give rise to changes too. Some of these signs actually manifest a long time prior to our deaths, up to 3 years before our deaths. Some signs show up just a couple of months before our death. And some just a couple of days before our death. So what we need to do is that when we begin to notice these signs, the first thing to make note of is not to be scared, not to be frightened. And there are, in the Vajrayana, there are sadhana that can be practiced for the dispelling of obstacles, and we should recite such sadhana. And see whether the recitation of this sadhana leads to the signs disappearing or not.
And
if none of our ritual intervention is yielding any changes, then we need to go ahead with making preparation for our death. So if we are preparing to make a long journey to the east, for example, we need to prepare our money, our air ticket, our clothes, our luggage, etc. So in this way, we need to make preparations for dying.
And
this preparation for death is a poor practice. So the first preparation being poor practice, and the second being bardo practice. So in dying, we shouldn't be frightened, and there is no need to be frightened. Because if we practice well now, then it is possible for us to It's possible for us to have a good death. So it's just like if we're making a journey to somewhere far away, if we've got no money and we don't possess all the things we need, then we're going to have a difficult journey. However, if we do have all the conditions that we need, then we can have a very smooth journey and go there and return back very easily.
So 시와제야 대 간디즈레 당봉아 소대 하고고도 대 곰바 당보레스.
So in terms of our preparation, there are a couple of steps. The first of these steps is to gain an understanding of where we are going, gain an understanding of what death is and what happens.
어떤이다 간디즈는 로고레 간디즈레 대가 소대랑 답대보시니 모토시크레스.
So where we're going and what happens today, I'm going to briefly describe.
드니 가서 공라시에 비딱 통통부터서 배나 디수니시 잡지거나 야나들이 디딱 대수 치수 찍거나라 배나 마시위 치수 찍고 공도 드니 용한다고 덴디가 딱 하신 듯서 아주 시작해 인세.
치즈 마시 공원나디 치즈.
마시위 공원도 치수 찍는다 보고 값스 디딱 대수 용거래. 어 디딱 디수 통통 고스.
So I'm going to talk about the signs that manifest a very short period before our death, like a 1 hour before our death.
드니 대변당아서 드니 묵 파르타나 드니 다 과랑 묵 드니 남긴 묵 나빠라고 드니 마인나 드니 무초 드니 과랑 나빠인나 나니 드요나 드니 민 잠라요나 드니 묵 강호도서 약보 머르그니 라브르브라고 드니 차카레스.
So one of the signs is that a person's eyesight will become blurry, so that if someone comes to stand by their side, they won't be able to see them with their eyes very clearly. And this is the beginning of the dissolution of our eye consciousness.
자, 저비 값을 드니, 치라 용큰 그 먼남 그 카르다시아나, 장랑보 라드니 용큰, 장랑보 라요 반다오, 드니 마토바, 라촌촌 마토고 마레스.
And then, our sense of hearing someone standing, beside us and speaking to us sounds as if they are speaking from very far away.
드니, 딩 아수다, 나와 그 시바, 메바착, 빙고스 바레스.
And this is the beginning of the ceasing of functioning of our ear consciousness.
Tini sogo tola chakpa chakres sogo tola.
Chakpa chakzuna?
Chakpa chima. Chima sogo tola chima. Chima zina kumbaga kumbaga chima.
Oh.
Chima. Chima zina kumbaga chima chakjantua.
Oh. And then a film comes on our teeth.
And
usually our nose is straight, but it starts to slump to the side.
Yeah. 드니 나빠 카시드 드니 코랑 그 리보 시바. 리보 시바 때더니 메바 착비 값스 착빈 고준비 값스 되니 코랑 말 배나 녀처가 돌아한데 뒤더니 냐인데도나 되니 코 말 동낭라 송한다고 초라용 거래서 소아.
And for some people, when these bodily consciousnesses are departing or dissolving, they have a sensation as if they were falling into a hole while they're lying on their beds.
되니 가서 나빠 mambu tindi zengdu ngarang tindi mambu thumyongzi korang yarn tinzi korang yar chinthero chida zi tindi zengdu.
And many doctors say, and I myself have also experienced dying people asking to be pulled up.
Pena ngatso terang dinang la gansu khangka nang la leka lekhen ra wo ta tindi mamba ra tindi gar tin napala tindi namjin tindi lek dira shinkin tindi yona khotso.
I'd say that if among everyone here today we have people who work in old people's homes or doctors, that you certainly have had such experiences yourselves.
Lipo jimu rawa soni mara sanang latini tum rawan rawa tindi tsura yung gandu se.
In actual fact, the dying person is lying flat on a bed and doesn't need to be pulled up, but because their consciousnesses are departing them, they have a sensation that they are falling towards the floor and therefore asked to be pulled up.
드니 든지 용건도 드니 디질라디니 취소 카시에가 나라 취소 니선섬시가 나라 드니 신다고 그랬어.
And after this, say 3 or 4 hours after this, the dying person dies.
드니 시비 값스 드니 파르도라 드니 나초 드니 타 파르도 땅보 파르도 니파 파르도 섬바지 드니 파르도 섬 지리 시아 그랬어.
So at the point of death, we can separate this process or divide this process into 3 bardo stages, and I'm going to talk about each of these.
드니 파르도 섬보텔라 나초 냠린 만다와 요아르스 파르도 땅보 냠린 파르도 니파 냠린 파르도 섬바 냠린 냠린 수수 요아르스.
And in regards to each of these 3 bardo states, we have a specific or methods of practice for each of them.
드니 냠린 약보체 덤근 딘디즈 옛나 드니 쳐와지야 대페 코랑 빼 냠린 그 코르크 빼 약슈 데레즈.
For good practitioners, death is considered as an excellent opportunity of practice for practice.
베나가서 드니 니마선즈니 오나 니마선즈나고 르첸시.
Lunar eclipse. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
니마 신지 니마 참아든지 좀 정도가 어야 드니 때 갑갑스 드니 때 이런 럼보 용고 말이 때 드니 남칼라 니마라 땅큰 솔라 삼로타나 때 고스코 약슈슈레스
스드니 코카 약슈
니마라 땅큰 미카시가 니마라 따요레 장통가 땅큰 코솔람 손나 드니 연합에나 티헨원 쉐자 어야 데타나 코로 니마라 따요 고스코 약슈즈레스
So it's just like lunar eclipse when the moon is completely covered over for people who, or solar eclipse, for people who like to observe the sun or astronomers, this is considered a prime opportunity for observing it. And in exactly the same way, death is the best opportunity for us to recognize our mind. And the reason for this is because all of our consciousnesses, our consciousness and sense faculties have ceased to function.
배나가서 남경이나 니마라 옷침보요 그래서 옷침보 드니가서 따나드니 띠 옷대가 야보즈 니마 코랑을 탐고 요 말해서 옷침보래서.
It's just like looking at the sun. Usually there's a great deal of light, and so we're not able to perceive it clearly.
드니 니마 신증 그 값이 드니 띠 옷도 줌줌이 값이 드니 따대보요 그래서.
But when there is an eclipse, this brightness or light is covered, and therefore it's a good time for observing it.
드니 시위 값이 영아서 때리지 남시 삼아 매바치하네 드니 저거리 디나랑아서 다리 공드 근시 남시 띠 남긴 요아레지 가서 라비요아스.
So it's the same at death when all of our consciousnesses have dissolved, have disappeared. And as we mentioned before, what remains is our all-ground consciousness. And there is a very brief instant or moment when this all-ground consciousness ceases
too.
So if we were going to look at our diagram with a blue line that goes across the bottom of a page, then we would have to make a small mark in the middle of that blue line to indicate this moment. And it's at this moment when our all, or this brief moment when our all ground consciousness ceases to be there, that we can directly recognize or see our mind. It's the original face of our mind. And this is just like when there was a solar eclipse and the light rays emitted from the sun are covered and we can see the sun itself very clearly.
And
so during this briefest of moments when our all-ground consciousness ceases to be there, the basic essence of our mind, which we can describe using our Dzogchen language as Rigpa or Buddha nature or Tathagatagarbha, directly reveals itself. It directly dawns because there is no obscuration at all. And if a practitioner is able to recognize the essence of mind well, then they can attain liberation at this moment. But we are only able to do that if our practice in this life is done well.
Then it tarta ngatsu nyamli yapo mena, then it tikaps, then it chichi, the ngatsu tisu tontong, the kanala, then is yore, the yona, the yumuko mari lamsang pandores.
But if we haven't established good practice in our waking lives, then when this moment occurs, because it's so very brief, we won't even notice whether it has come or gone. So in the bardo of dying, there are three excellent opportunities for practice.
For
someone who in this life practices well, relies on a qualified lama, and trains themselves in being able to recognize the nature of mind, then it's relatively easy at this moment during the dying process. So it's just the same as if I were to get to know someone, then in the future, if I were to go amongst a big group of people, I would be able to immediately recognize the person that I had already met. And it's the same as someone who in this lifetime has been able to establish some awareness of the nature of mind. When they enter into this state of the bardo, they are immediately able to recognize that basic nature of their mind.
However,
regardless of how diligently we do meditation practice in our waking state, in this lifetime, the fact is that our eye consciousness, our ear consciousness, all of our sense faculties are in operation. So it's not possible for us to perceive to realize the nature of our mind in an extremely clear way. So it was just like yesterday in this town, because there was a film of smoke covering to the sky, we weren't able to see the blueness of it very clearly. So our current practice is like someone who has never seen the real blue of the sky, but has only known it in its smoky, hazy state. We can still see some blue behind it, but this is the way that they, this is how they regard the sky to be.
Then if we are going to move to the Namka Humbo, the Koranga Ha Magona, Mashing Kentinti Muziona, then I to Tata or Namka Humbo in the Rays in the Koranga Lavna, Tata Shirtanga to Namkala Toa Mambunduazi, Yena, Tatoa, Yona, Koranga Tung to Namka Humbo on Dinti and Sare, somebody, Koranga Hako, Saru Saru Mindu, Yena, Koranga Hako, Rays, or Ting Humbo to the Rays, and Hakondo Rid, Tata and Natsun Yamlinti Tindapores.
So even though the blue sky is covered with a smoky haze, by showing someone or indicating to them that this is the blue sky, they would still gain an understanding of the blueness of the sky, even though it is covered by some smoke and haze. Our present state of practice is like this. But if after a few days the smoke was to no longer be there, then it would be possible for the person to look at the sky and see it in a state of pure blueness, and they would understand then that they are now seeing the sky in a much bluer way than they understood it to be a few days ago. But if we didn't tell the person to begin with about the blue sky, even when it was covered by smoke, then a few days later, if they'd never even heard about the blue sky, then it wouldn't mean much to them. Like this, or for this reason, that when someone is dying, we need to remind them about what is taking place. In the best case scenario, we would invite a lama to come and remind them about this. If that is not possible, then a fellow Dharma practitioner would also be good.
So 되니 용거래 네 값에 되니 저 인담만다 대 하고 그래 저랑 라마 저랑랑 우짜야 대 네 값에 되니 저랑 통용거래 배 잡잡 지지 되니 콜라 람고 그래.
And as it is clearly described in the teachings on the six bardos, when a person is dying, we need to reassure the person who's dying that yes, they are dying. There's no reason to be afraid. This is a great opportunity, and that immediately after they die, they will have an opportunity to recognize the purity of their mind, just like a sky with no clouds, and that they should recognize this as they have been instructed by their lama and so forth.
Then me mambos lang aso tip kas partana korang mago andrao ko mebandrao tindi nangre ina korang pe zavzav chini tip kas nyeyo res sama ko res tip sama ko da yapo chago res.
So even though just looking at the person at this time when we were speaking to them, it might seem that they're not listening. In actual fact, they are always listening very carefully, really intently. So therefore, it is necessary to remind them well at this point of what is going to take place. This is the first bardo. And superior practitioners achieve liberation in this first bardo. A practitioner is not able to recognize their mind at this point, then they will pass through to the second bardo.
Then bardo nipa de kanri rezina deni korang ti tari kongdong asusya pa ti nani pe na nyim thukbon rao ti nani deni gyarni yore. Ta ti kasi taro namshi lipo na la yore. Deni lipo shila thong, namshi ti lipo shila thong yong kore si ti kasi.
So this second bardo was like when And in the second bardo state, the dying person passes into unconsciousness, and the consciousness, the mind, leaves the body.
Yes. 어 실라드니 더 통용이 값스 드니 디 값스 드니 다룸 드니 미 맘부즈 그 코랑 시요메 하고 마레스.
But when the consciousness leaves the body at this point, many people are not yet aware that they have actually died.
드니 리포 파르도던디 남시디 가서 리포 실로라 남용 거래지나 머신이 드니 파르치 카르마 니시
The consciousness usually leaves the body approximately 20 to 30 minutes after we die. But as I said before, this is not fixed or certain. Generally speaking, this is the case.
And
when the consciousness leaves the body, it frequently goes back to their homes and observes family members very sad, bereaved, crying.
And
in not realizing that they have died, the consciousness or the goes to the side of their family members, urging them not to cry, and says, I'm here, there's no problem.
Tani yinna te mi zhamba tsogu kaja labaya te tsama koronga goyo re, yinna koronga par labaya te di mischika yang goyo ma res.
Even though the dead person can hear all of what everyone else is saying, the words that they utter are not heard by anyone.
Tani koronga te kapsa tarung yang shiwa te ha goyo ma re, tarung korong sombo yin sam goyo res.
And at this point, the dead person still doesn't realize that they have died. They still believe that they are alive.
Tani koronga jobo da, koronga pama da, koronga tani bobo moyo na tso wo zhong dun zhong ni koso la par kapda shi yu ni kub tani mi tsangma kola kaya chi ka mandu zi.
And so they go to where their friends are, their parents are, their sons and daughters, and try to talk to them, but no one talks to them back.
And
they become unhappy.
And begins
to give rise to doubt. Why is it that nobody is talking to me? And then goes to a glass window and looks in the glass window but discovers they don't have a reflection. And then the dead person or consciousness goes to look in water and discovers that on the face of the water they have no reflection either. And when they pass through light, they discover that their bodies have no shadows either. And discover that if they go to the ocean, that their feet leave no footprints in the sand. And if they walk in the snow, they discover that they leave no footprint either. And at this point, they finally realize that they have actually died. And at the very moment that they realize they have died, then all kinds of appearances begin to manifest. The period up until they realize that they have died can be quite long. And during this period, everything just appears as normal. Everyone can be seen. Everything seems to be ordinary. There is no realization that the dead person has died.
And this
is what is referred to as the second bardo. If they have practiced well, then this second bardo is an excellent opportunity too.
During
this period, because the consciousness in question doesn't have a physical body like we do in this waking life, then it is very easy for them to go anywhere. And there is no great feeling of fear, and their minds are very stable.
And
in this state of mental stability, it's possible to practice.
And
so within the practices on the six bardos, instructions are given on practice in this state.
And
experiences just like this, or exactly the same as this, are described in the book of Raymond Moody. However, in his book, the individuals in question have not really died. They are just extremely close to the point of dying. In China, there was an account that was produced perhaps 70 or 80 years ago in the 1920s and 30s of an experience that accorded with descriptions of what takes place in the Bardo state. And at this time, the teachings on the six bardos from the Tibetan tradition were not translated into Chinese at all. These events or this account emerged from Shanxi province in China.
And
the people in this area lived in caves, lived in cave houses. And they still live in cave houses such as these. And one day it was raining quite heavily. And because it was raining so heavily, the house of one man collapsed, and in the collapse he died. Then afterwards he became one of the most famous persons in China to remember past lives. A record of this history still exists.
So
the way he recalled it was that the rain, it was raining heavily, his house collapsed, and he was stuck underneath, and then he tried to get to the surface, and he managed to.
And
And he went to where his wife was, and she was knitting. And he said to his wife that, oh, today the house collapsed, and I almost died, almost died. But his wife said nothing to him in response. And he felt a little bit displeased because he thought, well, such a major event has happened. I almost died and she's not saying anything to me. And he had a daughter too, and so he went to where his daughter was.
And
he said to the daughter, well, do you know that today it was raining so heavily, the house collapsed, I was pressed beneath the house below and managed to pull myself out and come to the surface. I came within a hair's breadth of dying. Do you know this? But she also said nothing in reply. And at this, he got quite angry. He thought, well, this event happened to me today. I almost died, and both of them don't care a thing about me. They don't regard me as important at all. And so he went outside.
And
then outside there was a chungbarba. And when he went outside, there was a small town, and he went for a bit of a walk around the town.
And
on the edge of the town, there was a park. Usually, he liked to visit this park. But when he went there, the gate was closed. In discovering that the gate was closed, he pushed his body against the gate to open it and continually did this. And then in pushing his body against the gate several times, finally it gave way and he fell inside it.
And
with the opening of the gate, this was born from the mother, from his mother's womb. So in actual fact, this intermediate state was a period of 9 months, but to him it appeared to have been extremely short. So at this point of history, when farmers gave birth to children, they didn't go to the hospital. There weren't the conditions for this, and so usually a few women came to help out with the birth of a new child. And when a baby is born, it's necessary to cut their umbilical cord. And And so his umbilical cord was to be cut with a pair of scissors.
되니 뿜이 뜻하고 되니 딸이 헤드 젠다도 강라샤 마코니 코소 야자 마자시 근도지 되니 코소 드라쿠니 보키사비지니 코소 되니 강라샤 마코니 되니 짜근도지 뿜이 로바츠
But the girls who were helping out with his birth couldn't locate the scissors anywhere. So in a state of great urgency, they were hunting around the room looking for the scissors. And so they were in a state of great flux, looking around everywhere for these scissors. In actual fact, the scissors were hung on the wall, were hanging on the wall. And as soon, the instant that the child was born, he said to them, the scissors are hanging on the wall, can't you see them? And they were all completely shocked, all of the girls.
And
the girls, being extremely shocked, said, Oh, this is a ghost. And seeing him as extremely auspicious, said that it would be better to take him to the toilet and throw him away. But the mother sat up at this point and grabbed him back and said, he's not a ghost, and even if he is, you can't throw him in the toilet.
And
a couple of months later, the baby was placed in its bed and was sleeping when everyone else went into the fields to work. And at the door to the house, there were corn was being laid in the sun to dry. And birds had flown down to eat the corn that was drying in the sun. And the baby from its bed yelled out very loudly for the birds to get away, just in the same way that an adult would try to shoo away birds. And at this point, one of the adults returned from the field. And heard him screaming in this way. And at this point was completely convinced that this really was a ghost and would absolutely need to be thrown into the toilet. And at this point again, the mother heard and found out and said, no, you can't throw him into the toilet. And hereafter, the child never dared again to yell out. And for a period of 6 years, didn't dare to say anything.
And ngichola roba jeyen tini ta chu chamul go ta chu khama tgnan tini misis la kha tg jme bare ro sare chorang kandi yona te chorang ngala shesho ta ngichola roba jeyen chu chamul go tini lam dus.
And then, but one day his uncle took him away to a quiet place and told him not to be scared, that he would help him, would look after him, and that if he didn't start to speak, then for his whole life he'd be a person that didn't speak, and that if he needed to share anything with him, he could tell him, and he would look after him. And the young child cried and shed lots of tears.
Then the Quran Lord Ji Sama Ajang La Shen Dus, then the Yumbi Jimson Quran Kia Nama, then the Sama Shen Dus.
And then shared with his uncle his entire history, everything beginning with his past life up until the present.
Then he Kia Nama, then he Kimsang Tsanga Kosanga Kosong Dus, the Lord Ji.
And this story or this account was heard by the members of his family in his past life. But the family from his previous life didn't believe it at all. They didn't accept it at all, the account. Then at some time in the future, a conflict arose between the two families. Their fields abutted each other, and there was a line down the middle of them, and they had an argument about where the line actually truly fell.
Then
He knew. Uh-huh, okay. But there was actually a document that stipulated where the line actually fell between the two fields. But nobody knew where this document was. It was only he in his past life who knew where the document was. So what they said was, it is said that this child belonged to our family. If that's the case, it's possible that he knows where this document is. So let's test him and ask him the question. So they went and asked the child where the document was. And he said to them that the document is placed in a crack in the wall of your house. Farmers do this. They often place money and other valuables in crevices and cracks in their walls. They don't, after all, have safety boxes. And so they went and looked, and indeed they found it was there. The document was in the crack in the wall.
아야 되니 따티 로지테 된디 레제 디 나랑 네 된디 라베테 강에나 코랑 그 되니 코랑 시와데 하마고 되니 코랑 그 되니 총마 코랑 그 보모 상라 된디 까잘라 코니 카야 마시니 코랑 쫄랑니 송 다 디나라 샤파 참아 나저 되니 파르도 투르거나 참아요레스
So anyway, that is the story of this person. And in telling this story, I'm pointing to the fact that pointing to how he didn't realize how he was dead, how he went and spoke to people and they didn't respond to him. And all of these details correspond exactly with descriptions of the dying process in the Tibetan Book of the Dead.
Look, I see a colayant, the cancer, the shack, and the pena, Matsute, pena, the Tonyo Yamchen Kayora, Tinala, Tanson, the pena, Yanaka, Tininala, Tongba Chick, Tininala, Munchy, the Korakiang, Tango, using the Tindilam King, Tongba,
and a few years ago, a rather strange occurrence took place. It was shown on CCTV in China. There was a village in China where the majority of people in the village could recall their past lives. This is all online too. You can see it online. Whether or not it's true or not, I don't know. But what I described before really and truly did take place. There is clear evidence for it. But of course, among those who claim to be able to remember past lives, there are some who are fake. One of them cheated the BBC news. There is these cases. So among all of these cases, we need to distinguish properly which ones are true and which ones are false. Of course, we can't say that just because one is true, that therefore all cases are true. And similarly, we can't say that just because one is fake, that therefore all are fake. So this is the second bardo. So it's not just in the Buddhist Tantras that there are descriptions of this process of rebirth. Also in the sutras as well, it is described how in the Bardo state, people don't realize that they are going to be reborn. They think they're going out into the road or they're going into a house and then they are born.
Pardo te la jundr tati yores, jundr tani teni, o tanda so samo pardo yin samni tendi yote na wa jundr tati yores.
So it's necessary to do practice. It's necessary to train in recognizing that all that is taking place are appearances in the bardo.
The Los Angeles, the Hollywood, teni ti na la nonyin tansa teni na pardo la jundr shisape yakbo mambunduksi.
In Hollywood, at the film studios, there are many good places for training in this. I visited there and did a little bit of Bardo training.
Oh, that's teni mramra mambo yongwa teni thongji luwa teni te pardo yin samne jong drche go res.
And so as you're going through this amusement park, all of these things, appearances leap out at wild animals and other things, and I meditated on this all being the bardo.
Tenite pardo nipa de tere, tenite kapsi na tarung, ngaso tene korang tsama tene jambon raore, tarung nawan ramon ramambu yungu yomare, tikaptila nyamlin chitamna, tene lehlapu yores.
So this is the second bardo, and after this, everything becomes extremely quiet, and this point is an extremely good moment or opportunity for practice.
Tene ngaso pardo nala tene ngustu shia yore, tene ta kyo shisar song, tene kyoranga ta dindin 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 nyamlin che go res, tene ko par ngustu shia yore, pardo nipa ngustu ndong go res.
So it's necessary then to remind the person, to tell them that they have died and how they should go about practicing in this second bardo state. So after this, we pass into the third bardo state. And we will talk about this in tomorrow's teaching. So we're going to end with a dedication of merit, and everyone, please do so very earnestly.
Om Aum Benzarang Rabema Sada Hum. Om Aum Benzarang Rabema Sada Hum. Om Aum Benzarang Rabema Sada Hum.
Thank you, and Jashi Dele to everyone.